Okay, so this is Martin Compton at Ealing Hammersmith and West London College, and I'm here with two colleagues, Aisha and Kathleen, and we're talking about some of the different cloud tools we've been looking at on the e-teaching course, with a particular emphasis on accessibility, pros and cons of different resources. Kathleen, which resource are you going to be focusing on?
I'm going to be focused on Quizlet, mm-hmm. which is an online learning tool that help students develop their vocabulary and also their spelling.
Brilliant, yeah, good. So in terms of the positive side of things, what would you say in terms of accessibility?
The way the programme is set out, it allows the student to learn new vocabulary and spelling in lots of different ways. It gives lots of opportunities for students to learn in different ways, to revise, to reinforce their learning, to overlearn. It uses audio and visual techniques, so the student can hear the word being spoken. They can look at it, and then they have to write it in. So it's sort of it's multi-sensory. Mm-hmm. It's the speed of when the teacher reads out the words, you can adjust the speed. So a slower student can a student who needs a bit longer time to assimilate new information can listen at different speed. The only one of the disadvantages I find with the spelling aspect of it, the voice reads out each individual letter separately, mm-hmm. And I think it might have been better for some dyslexic students if the sounds were segmented and it was, you know, you could break it up by syllables, mm-hmm. that might, and so that the student could sort of listen to the sounds of the letters. Another disadvantage: you can't change the colour or the background.
Right. Okay.
But overall, I think it's actually a really good tool. And one other thing is, during the with the flashcards, you've got the definition of the word, and then you click, and then you've got the word, and then you click on the corner, and then you've got the definition. For some dyslexic learners, having to look at that and then remember the word, then look at the definition, might not be so useful. But you can change that to have the definition of the word and the meaning on one flashcard. So that I think that would be.
So it's
quite accessible, I think, for dyslexic learners.
Just making sure they know how to use all those different functions,
yes.
I suppose.
Yeah, and I think it's quite clearly laid out, mm-hmm. and explanations are quite clear.
Excellent, thanks very much indeed. Okay, turning to Aisha, what will you be looking at?
So I'm going to look at Pinterest, mm-hmm. Another online e-tool, which looks at creating a board with a particular theme or around a particular subject. Mm-hmm. As a resource, I think it's actually it's far more accessible than a lot of other e-tools. It's very first of all, it looks very attractive, it's colourful, and it has a variety of different types of resources that you could put on it. You know, YouTube resources, as well as other things created on other mediums by people. So it's a collection, so it means that students can choose the resources that attract them or they find the most useful. Another strength is that they can keep returning to it, and you know, they can watch or do things at their own pace. Mm-hmm. Another thing is that they could then create their own boards and sort of extend the learning independently and not have to follow just what the teacher has set out for them. things to do with, I think there are limitations to do with, you know, changing settings, because it's a given platform that you can't really do much with. But I think students could use tools like zooming in or using screens to, or contrast, you know, to make it less bright. The other sort of limitation would be for students who aren't very confident in using computers or haven't had much practice in surfing the internet or, you know, just doing online searches. So I think it has more, it is more accessible than not. I haven't quite sort of got that right, but I think it would actually allow students to find their own ways of learning, which I think makes it really accessible.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Well, you sold me on both, actually. Thank you very much indeed.